I mean, That's true. Seeing your reaction, but I don't like it when you're looking back at me because then I feel self-conscious.
You don't want to see. Like, yeah,
you
that's
look
true.
Away. I'm going to look at you for a minute and then I'll look away and you can look at me.
We'll never. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's exactly like you're like a blowjob version of the Boo ghost from Mario.
Yeah.
In the Mario games where if you're like looking at it, it doesn't move.
Yes. Yeah.
It hides its face.
If you're looking at me, I'm not sucking.
Yeah.
You're.
Hey guys, my name is Emma Austin and you're listening to Pillow Talk, a podcast where I sit in bed with my husband and gab about sex and shit.
Hey guys.
Hey everybody. We're back and we almost didn't make it. We almost couldn't survive because we roughed it. Roughed it hardcore for 24 hours.
We did.
It was intense. The internet was down. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all that happened.
Yeah.
We had no internet for 24 hours.
It was rough.
I slept through some of it, so it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, so did I.
How did you feel? Did you felt like you seemed a little on edge.
I was bored.
You were bored. You were really bored.
Because like I guess I didn't realize how much I rely on the internet, mm-hmm. like for watching anything or even listening to music.
Because it's on Spotify or YouTube or whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it was boring.
Mm-hmm. I made the best of it, I think.
Yeah.
I put a record on at one point, you know, listened to a record. Then I was reminded why I don't really listen to records, because they're in one spot.
Yeah.
And I can't stay in one spot.
That's true.
Because the kids need me all over the house. Mm-hmm. And so I was just kind of like, well, okay, I'll listen to two tracks and then I'll pop the needle up and then go into it with other shit and come back. And it was a very slow experience. I much prefer having portable music.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
It was kind of nice to have like a guilt-free day off because like we couldn't work.
Yeah, that's true.
But your problems follow you the next day.
I was thinking about that because I think even when I had food poisoning recently,
yeah,
I was still like checking work emails and like I was like, I can do half an hour before I pass out. It's okay. And I would I just put in a little time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't had an actual day off in a long time, but this completely cut me off of all the work I had.
Yeah.
And I could do because even we thought about podcasting
because
we could just record. But then all my notes were in Google Docs and everything like that. And like some of the episodes we're working on, we have to like access online to get the research materials and whatnot. So like, yeah, I was just kind of like, I guess I can't do anything except laundry and parenting and cooking.
Yeah. That's what we did.
So that's what I did.
It was boring.
I was relieved when I woke up and it was back.
Yeah.
Because, you know, our whole livelihood is online.
Mm-hmm.
So like it's fun to take a day off, but then I was like, so there's no podcast if this is something that doesn't come back. There's no freelancing, there's nothing. So so I don't care for this roughing it.
No.
I did okay, but I don't care for it.
No, I don't like it either.
Yeah.
It was not fun.
It made me think like, what did I used to do when I was a kid and there was no internet?
Yeah.
Because there was no internet.
It did feel a little bit like the 90s.
Yeah. And I thought like, okay, well, I used to go to the video store to rent movies every few days. And I used to like own video games and all this stuff. So like, I guess I just wasn't so connected. I just had stuff to do. Yeah,
that's true.
I used to ride my bike for fun, but I can't do that anymore because I have responsibilities.
Yeah.
I have to have a reason to ride my bike. Like I need to go to the pharmacy to get diapers or something.
Yeah. Or we got to take all the kids with us. And that's its own...
Yeah, we can't leave the house together. If we leave the house together, we have to bring everybody.
Yeah.
So we just don't
most part.
Yeah. You have a cool bucket bike though. You have
like
a cargo bike.
Yes.
Which has a huge bucket on the back.
It's a Madsen cargo bike, which they're very cool.
It basically the back has what looks like essentially a storage bin, like one of those big blue storage bins, but it's thicker and huge, and it has seats in it. So you just like pop however many kids or like whatever cargo you want to carry.
It can hold up to 4 kids, but really it holds 2 kids better.
Because like, they fight?
They squish. Well, they don't like being squished.
No, they don't like being squished, yeah.
When they were little, it held them all well, but now they're a lot bigger.
our oldest kid just bikes.
Yeah.
So he's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, the younger ones just squeeze in.
They get in the bucket bike.
They get in the bucket.
Yeah.
We go for a ride.
It's fun, but it's a lot of work because the bike itself is about 100 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And then there's, you know, there's me and the kids.
At least 100 pounds of kids in there. Yeah. It is a lot. Yeah. It's in theory, it's nice. Like when you got it, I thought like, well, that's cool because I could even use it to run errands. Like I go pick up things that are too heavy to bike home with.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, in theory, I could just go like get like a bunch of groceries and things like that. And I guess I can. But when you actually get on the bike, even without any cargo,
it's a heavy bike.
The center of gravity of the bike is like on the back of it and all this stuff. It's like it's a weird, awkward ride. It's not easy.
It's true.
Compared to like my mountain bike or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, as the minute you add weight to it, it's like, okay, I can, this is, I don't have the leg strength for
this.
It's
hard to take the hills.
Yeah. You have, you're, I want to say that like most of my strength is in my upper body and most of your strength is in your lower body.
Yeah.
For some reason, you've got really strong legs. And for some reason, I have really weak legs. I don't know why my legs are cursed to be weak, but I feel like they've always been weak no matter what I've done.
Yeah.
No matter, even when I do like biking regularly and stuff, I still have weak legs. So I just can't handle it. But you like put the kids in the back and you just go.
Yeah, for a little while.
For a little while. What I'm saying is if we need the heavy errands, you should go do them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Deal.
Leave me to the light stuff. Thank you very much. If something seems like a manly job, I'll send you.
Okay.
Because you've got those strong legs. Do you still want to live off grid?
No. Yeah. I mean, I want to live off grid in that I want to live like out further away from other people.
Yeah.
And I want to have more land.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to do cool shit like rainwater harvesting and growing my own food. And
there's nothing wrong with being more sustainable.
Yeah. But I do not want to be without internet.
No.
Or power, really.
Yeah. 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 You want to be like those people who like rough it in the wilderness and they have these like videos where like they post videos online. So you know they have the internet, but they're just like, hey, I'm live streaming from my little rustic cabin in the middle of the woods.
That's what I want.
Thanks to some satellite hookup I have.
Yes. Yeah. I can't be without internet. It was not fun.
Yeah.
There were too many things. Like, just I would wonder things and I couldn't look them up.
That was actually really hard for me because I had like a book and a few articles and that I had saved on my phone. So I worked through those. And then once in a while, I think like I get curious about something, but like, what else did this person write? And I'd be like, I guess I just can't know. there's just information I won't have from now on until I can bike to the library and ask a librarian to help me out or something.
Yeah.
When we first met, I remember I felt like we were completely different because you were into so many things that I could never get into. And a lot of them seemed outdoorsy. And then I realized that it's not true. You just had a different description of everything. So like you keep saying you want to like live on a homestead and stuff. And like you used to talk about like how you love camping. And I was like, I don't like any of that stuff. But then I found out what you meant.
I like glamping.
You like, you like glamping and you like gloamsteading.
Yeah.
like glamorous living off the land, but like connected to the grid somehow, you know?
Yeah.
Like everything's solar powered and whatever, but like, yeah. And I'm down with that. That just sounds perfect.
It's the best. Yeah. Like I always had like a satellite dish when we went camping.
That blew my mind. You used to be like, I love camping. Camping's great. We should go camping. And I was like, camping sucks.
Yeah.
Because to me, camping was always like, we go to the middle of the woods. My dad sets up a tent.
Yeah.
And they don't really manage to build a proper fire. So we eat like cold wieners.
Oh my God.
On a stick.
That
you know,
sounds
like,
awful.
Well, like not cold, but you know, warm. Warmed wieners on a stick or, you know, burnt marshmallows or something.
Yeah, and I had a very different experience.
Yeah. And so, but it was like, you know, we spent a lot of time just like walking around campsites or walking around the woods, just like looking around being like, this is the woods, which was fun. You know, when you're a kid, you can just run around, jump on trees and stuff.
Yeah.
But then you were like, oh, I love camping. And I thought that's what I pictured. And I was like, well, have fun camping alone until you mentioned one day camping and having a satellite dish. And it totally blew my mind because I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I think I was still picturing you in a tent
in
too.
A tent, like, No, like my parents, we had like a trailer and like a permanent spot all summer and a deck for the trailer and a satellite dish and all, you know, everything. So sometimes we set up a tent next to the trailer and like the kids would play in the tent or sleep in the tent.
Yeah.
But like
to give them the camping experience.
Yes. It was the best.
I like having options. That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, that's what I discovered. See, I do like listening to records, and I do like, you know, I'm sometimes sad that I got rid of all my VHS movies.
Yeah.
I still have DVDs, and sometimes I think, like, it'd be nice to just pop on a DVD and enjoy it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But going without internet made me realize those things are great when you have the option to do other things, too. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh, so I only have, like, 20 movies? And I don't even know if I still like some of them.
Honestly, like, the only thing I had on my computer was the 50 Shades trilogy.
That's right.
That I've had forever on my computer. I didn't even know I still had it. So when I went looking on my computer for something to watch in the hopes that I had something, that's all I had. So that's what I did. I watched the movies. Mm-hmm.
This was like I think I was cooking supper. And I came up to ask you a question.
Yeah.
And you were watching it. And it was kind of like, you know, when these like survival movies... You know, like we watched The Wilds recently and that kind of stuff happens where it's like everybody's like, okay, we have to ration all the supplies. Then you find out like somebody's been hiding brownies or like somebody's been keeping granola bars to themselves.
Uh-huh.
I walked in and it was like that. I caught you like red-handed watching something and I was like, how do you have entertainment? I'm down there suffering. You were hoarding all the entertainment because you had the 50 Shades trilogy on your computer.
Thankfully, because it entertained me.
It was the first time in a long time that I thought, like, I could watch some 50 Shades.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, my options cleared up, and I was like, you know what? 50 Shades, that's actually not that bad. It's a pretty good movie.
It's better than staring at the wall.
I'll watch, like, anything if there's sex in it. So, yeah, you know, exactly. Fine. As long as there's some sex.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if it's... Actually, I was thinking about this. There are really good sex movies, and there are, like, bad sex movies. And I think the bad ones are better sometimes.
Honestly,
they are. I'm just so entertained. I just want to laugh at a movie and see some tits.
Exactly. The dialogue's cheesy, and it's fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, a helicopter that has a name.
Like, I don't remember.
Yeah, rich people name their helicopters, I guess. I don't know. Makes sense, I suppose. I haven't seen it in so long.
People name their cars.
Clearly, I need to watch this again.
Yeah, you do.
I've never named a car. I guess I've never owned one. We've owned one jointly, but like...
We've never named
I don't them. Drive them, so I don't... Yeah.
Yeah.
Why name anything? Then I just get attached.
That's true.
It's like when people have like farms and they name their pigs or something, and then they... eat them, and it's like, why did you name it? I would have just called it like
that would
bacon
it
number
hard.
Three or something, because that's what it's gonna be.
Well, you'd still get attached to that name though.
I guess that's true.
Maybe you don't when you have animals for that.
I guess you wouldn't want to call it that, because then the kids would be like, what are we eating? You'd say bacon and they'd be like, three. Not bacon. Bacon number three, so not again.
Okay. Where are we going?
We're going to blowjob town, baby.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that's how I initiate sex all the time.
Yeah,
I always say, we're going to blowjob town, and you sigh.
Again?
You sigh, you say, get the flavored lube, fine. But you used to actually be way more enthusiastic about giving blowjobs back in the, you know, when we first worked together, you were a saucy little minx. I don't want to say you're not enthusiastic now, but you, I'm setting you up to tell a story, basically, because you used to, like, try to think of ways to, like, make the blowjobs more fun and exciting, because you were just, like, thinking, you were just sitting all day waiting for me to get home from work and thinking, like, how do I please him? How do I suck his dick?
Yeah.
I don't want to start working again. How do I make sure he keeps supporting me?
Yeah, I wanted to be your trophy wife.
Yeah, that's true. And so you did many things that made you trophy wife material, but once in a while you hit a little speed bump.
I think it was in a Cosmo article I read about.
Oh, I forgot to say what we're actually going to talk about.
Yeah,
the episode
really
is going to be on bad blowjob tips. Like,
yeah,
because
there are so many.
Yeah, and you told me like we should do this episode, so I started looking up like bad blowjobs or bad blowjob advice. And I was like, even in the stories of people saying like, talking about the bad blowjobs they got, even that was full of like weird red flags. So like, there's a lot of bad blowjob. Tips out there. So let's start with you.
So I read in Cosmo to try
Cosmo.
And like do temperature play. So we use ice water and hot water.
See, do temperature play? Good idea.
Yeah.
Read sex tips in Cosmo?
Bad idea.
Not so much. I work for content companies now. Like, mm-hmm. I'm an editor, and sometimes you can tell. It's like, I get an article, and it's like, why is it full of crap? And they're like, well, the site owner said, we need 20 tips or something. Yeah. And it's like, okay, but only 5 of them make sense.
Yes.
Like, well, I was told 20, so.
It was just filler.
Yeah, and exactly. So I think you got some filler tips, basically.
Don't trust everything you read.
No, that's true.
So
unless it's written by Emma Austin.
Well, that's right. Yeah. Only trust me, guys.
Why would you read anything else? Yeah. You put Cosmo out of business.
I think they're still around.
But are they giving those weird sex tips anymore? I don't know. They don't need to because you're out there giving the real deal.
So I got myself, I think mm-hmm. I got a cup of water and I microwaved it to make it warm. And I got another mug of water and put ice in it.
Yeah.
And I set myself up and did I blindfold you?
You did, because I think, so this is part of the story. You either blindfolded me or told me to close my eyes. I forget which, but I didn't know what was happening.
No.
I was just going to like lay there and you're like, get ready to have your mind blown.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right.
And so I set myself up and I gave you a rotating blowjob between hot and cold. Like I would take a sip and then give a blowjob.
You'd make your mouth cold.
Yeah.
Or make it hot.
Yeah. But like most of the time was just spent switching drinks.
Yeah.
And it wasn't good.
It was like an intermittent. Yeah. There was a lot of like breaks.
Yeah.
And like, okay, hold on. And I'm like, okay, so like, she's not sucking me anymore. She's doing something else. I don't know what.
Yeah.
And then like it didn't work that well.
No.
Because I remember when you told me what you did after, I was like, I didn't feel that big of a difference. Like maybe if you had the ice in your mouth or something, maybe. I could have. But yeah, it just felt like a little bit warmer and then a little bit not as warm, which I just attributed to because you weren't sucking my dick for a bit. Like maybe your mouth cooled down. I don't know.
So you didn't even know what I was doing.
No, you had to tell me after. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it was fun, but it was like, okay, so it's a wet blowjob.
Yeah.
Cool. And there's a lot of pauses in it. Uh-huh. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, so it was a fail.
I think the lesson there is don't overthink the blowjob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just put your mouth on it.
Just put your mouth on it. That's a good one. Yeah.
Mine had too much of my mouth off of it, honestly.
Well, that is, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's usually a faux pas, I guess. If you're, well, I mean, you know.
Well, if there's a hand on it instead.
Yeah, sure.
Of course, I wasn't like strategic enough to like stroke you really well each time.
No, I was just kind of like sitting there, laying there blindfolded or my eyes shut or something, but I couldn't see. And just being like, okay, it's my dick's free falling out there. Just,
just me going.
Just exposed to the elements while you're slurping your tea.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that was my first try at uh-huh. spicing up a blowjob that failed.
As a non-blower, mm-hmm. I don't have that, but I think I've been the recipient before that of a blowjob that was cosmopolitan related to.
Really?
Yeah. There was this girl, she dated a friend of mine for a while, but she had this like weird crush on me for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he broke up with her, after a while, she kind of like just sort of like, you know, decided to mac on me, you know,
okay.
Like, be like, all right, I'm going to get some of that. And she had this like reputation, I guess, for being like freaky.
Okay.
I think, but I think that reputation was one that she spread. Like, I think she just kept insisting that she's freak nasty, right?
Yeah.
Like, so I was like, okay. Because I remember thinking, like, I don't think I've heard that from anyone else except her. But she kept saying it. She's like, you know me.
Oh, God.
I'm a nasty girl, right? Like, that kind of thing. So I was like, okay, well, if she wants to give me head, that's great. Mm-hmm. If she wants to fool around, that's great. And then at one point, I think I warned her because I was like, I've been around the block a few times by mm-hmm. now. I know people don't expect the delayed ejaculation issue uh-huh. I have, the fact that nobody's ever made me come.
Mm-hmm.
And so I should probably warn people from now on, right? So I told her, I was like, by the way, don't take this the wrong way or anything, but like, I don't come from sex or blowjobs or whatever mm-hmm. because I just can't. And she said, oh.
Oh, yes.
I have my ways. She had skills that uh-huh. she was going to show off. And I was like, okay, I guess. Let's see what your you nasty girls can do.
Mm-hmm.
And her move was one that was, I kept hearing about this move all the time, but it didn't sound appealing and it wasn't. But it was a very like big thing at the time. I don't know why. I feel like maybe it was Cosmo, you know, yeah, spreading it. But like, I felt like I constantly encountered this advice that it was like the move. And I don't know why like these things are trendy sometimes, like moves come in and out. But this one was rub a dude's perineum while you're blowing him, like rub the gooch, I guess you would call it. And so she did that, and it was really uncomfortable. And I don't know if she did it wrong, or she did it too hard, or if I just don't like that. But I was like, that doesn't feel good at all. But then I felt like she was trying so hard, and she had bragged so much that she was like gonna make me come, that I was like, I guess I just gotta let her try. Because what if,
awkward.
What if, you know?
Yeah.
And no, it didn't. No. I was just like, that's a weird one. I don't think it's doing anything for me to be touched there.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember thinking, like, I was a little surprised still, because when she did it, I thought, like, maybe that's it. You know, people talk about this all the time. They're like, rub the taint.
Mm-hmm.
And he taint gonna be delayed anymore, that's for sure. But no, I was still, and I think there's a reason you don't hear about that move so much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it works for some dudes.
I still hear about it now and
do
then.
You? I feel like I never hear it anymore, which I think to myself, good riddance.
I think some guys like it.
There must be guys who like
let
it.
Let us right? know. Like
it came from somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it did just come from like, we need 17 sex tips by 2 p.m. Oh, shit. How to make a blowjob better? I don't know. Rub him everywhere. Rub him right there. I don't know.
Touch him where no one else has touched him before.
Touch him. That was true.
Yeah.
She did accomplish that. I did feel like, oh, is this what nasty girls do? They touch you where you've never been touched. So, yeah, that was awkward.
Yeah.
So, if you're going to use that move,
mm-hmm.
check in first.
Yeah.
But also, try not to make such a big deal of it.
Yeah, she got really mad at you for not coming.
She got upset.
Yeah.
She did get upset after, like, she kind of, like, made an excuse and left later on after the fooling around was done. And I think she seemed kind of disappointed in the way it all played out. And I get it makes sense because, you know, I know guys are like that, too, a lot. They're just like, oh, I'm going to make you come. And when you don't, they're like, well, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's what she told everybody. Like, there's something wrong with this.
Probably,
fair point. There is. My dick's weird and messed up. And it's not anybody's fault. It's just the way I'm made.
Exactly.
But yeah.
You know, teenage girls.
I wonder if I got a reputation after that. Like,
I wonder.
Don't fuck that dude. His dick's all messed up.
Just don't bother. He won't come.
He won't even come. Not even if you do the hot and cold water stuff on his dick. You can slurp all the ice water you want. It's not going to do a thing.
No.
So that's one bad blowjob tip, I think, is thinking that the perineum is this magical spot that's going to bring him to orgasm.
I mean, experiment, but if he's not giving you any sort of like green light, maybe back off.
Sure. That is true. I guess I think I did try to indicate like a couple of times, like, I don't know. But
yeah,
you know, she was on a mission.
She's persistent.
She's persistent. Yeah, if nothing else, she was persistent. Yeah. I will say that about her. Good on her.
Good she on tried.
Her. Give it a good try.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other bad blowjob tips, like tips you think people should never follow?
One I hear often is to use numbing spray. Which I'm not a big fan
of. Yeah, that's true.
I get the idea behind it. And I will say that like there have been times where I've thought like, I wonder if that would help me.
Uh-huh.
Because I do have a very sensitive gag reflex.
You also have one that gets really sensitive. I don't know what it is, but like there's some times that you've told me like you're just like, oh, now I have a worse gag reflex than before, you know, like lately.
Sometimes
I think, right?
It's been really bad lately. Like I just, the head of the dick is in my mouth and I gag sometimes. Yeah. I don't know what that's about.
It's not even an unusually big head.
No.
Just a normal head.
So it happens. And like, I have trouble like sticking my fingers in my mouth. Like that makes me gag.
Yeah.
Or if you put your fingers in my mouth, that'll make me gag.
Yeah. I try not to do that during sex because I think.
Because I don't like it.
And when I do, I always, it's like, it's essentially like the tip of the dick, but it's like the tip, like only the finger pads, not further than that, not past the first knuckle. Because I know you might not find that genial.
I don't enjoy that.
Yeah.
And I get the appeal, I guess, if you have a really sensitive gag reflex mm-hmm. or you don't like the taste of something or whatever. Like some people use it for advice on swallowing.
I get. Oh, yeah. Oh, I never heard of that, but that makes sense, I guess.
But.
Because it would. Does it numb the taste buds too?
I guess have
it
no idea. Would, wouldn't it? I mean, maybe.
If it like numbs your whole mouth.
Yeah, right? Yeah, maybe. Or you can get like flavored ones so that maybe that's like overpowering everything.
Maybe. Yeah.
But I just think like numbing stuff is so dangerous to fuck with because you can't tell when you're hurting yourself.
Yeah. And it might make it hard to like swallow your saliva, right?
Yeah. Or things like that. Have you ever put Orajel in your mouth and then you swallow and then your whole like throat is numb and then you feel like you start to panic? Or is that just me?
It ain't pretty. No, I've done it. I've done it too.
Yeah.
I've swallowed the Orajel and then thought, like, it's because like you put Orajel on because you're like, oh, my tooth hurts or whatever. I have an ulcer or something.
Yeah.
Like, so you put it on and then like, it makes you salivate because you kind of forget to swallow because you can't. If you put enough, you don't feel too much in your mouth, so then mm-hmm. you build up too much saliva. But then the saliva mixes with the Orajel, mm-hmm. so when you do swallow,
it numbs your throat. Your
throat gets all tickly and numb,
and then you feel like you can't like swallow anymore. And you're gonna drown on your spit.
That's right. I've never thought of like what I would do with a dick in my mouth. It doesn't occur to me that often to think about that. So, but I do remember when I've had that happen and my throat gets kind of numb. I think like, okay, I'm gonna avoid eating for a bit because I feel like I don't know what's gonna happen, but I don't know if I'm capable of eating safely at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just think it's a risky game.
So I never even thought of it for like a sensitive gag reflex issue like yours. Like if you're like, I can't take a dick at all, so I'm going to use the numbing spray. I think it usually is like pimped out as like you can use it to deep throat. Like deep throating is very hard because of the gag reflex. So here, do that and you can take the whole snake down the drain.
Yeah. It's interesting because like, wouldn't that numb the dick?
Yeah, you would think. So that's the thing. I didn't even think of that before, but you're right. If the Orajel, I'm thinking this is basically Orajel.
I mean, basically.
You know, like it's the same active ingredients probably, right? Like if you numb your mouth and then you accidentally swallow and then your throat is numb. So if you numb your throat and then a dick goes in, then the dick might get numb. But then it's like, cool, I'm throat fucking you or something, but like, am I even feeling it? Is it worth it if I'm not feeling it?
Let us know, guys.
Can you stay hard when your dick is numb? Like, I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. Just seems too risky. Same with anal. Like, they make them for your ass, too. But, like, pain is there for a reason, guys. It's there to tell you to fucking slow down.
I guess the thing is, like, when I can understand, like you said, the temptation to use it. But I feel like that's the issue with this kind of product is that, like, I think if somebody really wants to deep throat, they probably will practice and train and really get there and, like, learn how to do it.
Going
to
be turned on by it, so it'll be easier.
Or turned on by it, right?
Yeah.
And when I feel like the numbing spray is for when you don't want to do it.
You're reluctant.
You know, like, when it's like, oh, well, my boyfriend wants me to do this, so I'm going to numb my throat. Like, it's like a little stocking stuffer you don't want, but you get it and you're like, oh, shit, I guess now I've got no excuse.
Yeah, yeah.
Just numb my throat, numb his dick. We can have the time of our lives.
No one will feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This other tip I heard, is different, though. It's like this thing you like have pressure points, I guess, that you can like, have you tried that?
I have tried it, but it doesn't work.
Yeah.
In my experience.
What is it? Like you squeeze like your thumb
or like you press? Yeah. You like press the skin in between your index finger and your thumb.
I think I've heard a few. I think I've heard squeeze your thumb. And I think I've heard like press the palm of your like left hand or something like very specific like that. And then you've heard the skin between.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the skin between.
Like the webbing between the thumb and index?
Yeah.
Okay.
For when you're like gaggy, nauseous.
So it takes away your.
I've tried it for like morning sickness too.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's like a tip that's from the world of like.
Yeah.
Nausea. Of like.
Yeah.
It's like a medical tip. But then people are like, you know what?
Do it here and you won't gag. Now, yeah. I have not experienced anything beneficial from trying that. So
you haven't.
I call hokey.
You call hokey. Yeah, some people are really insistent. They're just kind of like, oh, if you gag while getting throat fucked, like just press your thumbs together or something, and then you can take a...
I imagine it's more like of a placebo, like it gets your mind off of it.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
So that's equivalent then to like, that'd be like, you know, when they say like, if you want to like, there's a tip for if you have a hard-on that you don't want and you flex all your muscles, or I've heard you just flex your legs or whatever, but you like basically flex all your muscles.
Uh-huh.
And it's supposed to like get rid of
redirect your
erection.
Blood?
Well, that was one theory, but I think the going theory for that is that it's just redirecting your mind. It's like you're focusing all your mental energy on flexing every muscle in your body at once, and you're like moving your body in a certain way. It basically feels unsexy and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And at the same time, your brain is like, okay, am I getting every muscle here? What about my toes? What about my ankles?
I associate flexing every muscle in my body with you're about to come. So.
I mean, yeah, that part's fun, I guess. You're right. Yeah. Well, maybe it backfires.
Yeah.
Maybe you're like, okay, now I'm just harder.
Yeah.
And I just came. I just, so I guess my hard-on's gone, but.
Yeah, maybe.
But that's not how I wanted it. Now I'm extra embarrassed in front of the class. The other, I guess, so I was looking at our notes because I took notes, you took notes. I'm seeing a theme. A lot of the bad blowjob advice is based around deep throating specifically.
Yeah. I think because it's like
it's the thing that's hard to do.
The be all and end all of a blowjob.
Yeah, I've never received that. Because
I've never done it.
I wasn't getting blown by that kind of freaky girl. No. I was getting blown by the perineum kind of freaky girl.
Yeah.
The rub the taint kind, not the numbing spray kind.
Yeah, and I have no interest in putting a dick that far inside my mouth.
Yeah.
No.
No, you don't. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it ever a fantasy for you? Or is it not at all?
Like, no, not really, no. No, because I don't like that feeling. That's like the worst feeling is gagging. For me anyway.
Yeah.
I don't
like
that feeling. So I have no interest in it at all.
I feel like in theory I could find it hot to get deep throated or just to have like my dick go all the way into a girl's mouth, you know, or whatever. And it's a little big for it to not be deep throating at that point. You know, she'd have to have a pretty long mouth.
Yeah.
I guess. But it's the gagging for me too. The minute there's any gagging, I'm like, this is the sexiness is kind of gone. I guess that doesn't turn me on that much.
No.
And if it's bad enough, it might turn me off.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I can watch porn with gagging and I'm like, it's okay. But then sometimes it's like, it looks like
I have trouble.
It looks like physical distress. Like when it's just like, oh, you look like you're coughing. Like you look like you're really choking.
Or gonna get sick.
And like they're doing it themselves. So it's just like, whatever, that's what she wants to do. But like, it seems a little intense.
It's a lot.
One of the things I've seen as a tip is to use is to gag though anyway, like not to avoid the gagging, not to numb your mouth, not to do that, but to gag because reportedly, I don't know if this is true or if it feels like one of these like convenient lies, right? It feels like, you know, like when guys say like, oh, you know, like semen has a lot of
protein
and collagen and stuff. Like it actually like it's very healthy to swallow. You know, like this is like okay, there's no reason to swallow cum just for the nutrients.
Yeah.
Like that is very
sorry to break it to you guys.
Like, okay, it's not like you didn't just like your body didn't just whip up a zero calorie protein shake. Like it's not such a thing does not exist. Nice try, buddy. But and I feel like this one is along those same lines. Maybe it's true, but to me, it has this flavor, which is that you should gag at least a little because the spit you get, like the saliva you get from gagging is way better than your regular run-of-the-mill non-gag saliva.
Uh-huh.
Like if you gag, you get like back-of-the-throat saliva, and then like you'll give like an amazing blowjob because it's going to be like the wettest, spittiest.
I mean, I do think that gagging does result in like a lot of spit.
Yeah.
Like,
I suppose.
Thick spit.
You think it is better spit?
I mean, yeah, probably.
Okay. So maybe there's some truth to this one?
Yeah. Well, it's like if when you gag, like that's what your body does. It produces, I don't even know why, but like maybe it's so you don't choke.
Oh, that makes like really lubricate that throat, so whatever's trying to slide through is gonna slide through. Okay,
I'm
that makes.
It's
oh wow, so it's like a defense
like that. Yeah, you're just using it for a blowjob instead.
That actually, in my mind now, makes it sound worse. Like, activate your body's defense mechanisms.
Plus, you could just use lube. Lube feels good.
Yeah, that's true.
And it tastes good if you get flavored lube.
That is true, right? It's like, if you really are that hard up for some wet dick, lube should be good. I mean, I don't know. Is it?
I don't know.
And then you don't have to gag.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably some lube that's kind of like a little bit like the back of the throat.
Yeah.
Thick spit, too.
Especially if you use like a silicone lube.
Wouldn't yeah, those aren't flavored. Good, what if you mix
some
them?
Some people totally do blowjobs with silicone. What if you just like
took
though?
A little hit of the silicone and then took a little hit of the flavored lube? I wonder.
You get like a nice thick.
A nice little lube cocktail.
That'd could be work. Fun.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. I never even thought of that, mixing them up.
Yeah.
Yeah, flavored lube. I think flavored lube is good enough, right? Like, that's got to make a dick wet.
It's yummy, too. It's more enjoyable than making yourself gag, in my opinion.
Yeah. See, that's the thing is, like, I you know, I'm not, I don't fuck men, so it doesn't occur to me. But, like, I don't do any, and I guess I don't do any kind of, like, sort of sex stuff with ladies that involves any gagging. So, like, it's not a thing I have to worry about. So I feel like, I don't know, to me it just doesn't feel like, it doesn't figure in part of my sex equation, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not constantly thinking of like, how can I make gagging part of all this? I'm thinking of like, let's keep, I'd rather not gag.
Yeah.
So yeah. So yeah, I keep using that flavored lube.
Mm-hmm.
It's good stuff. I will say on the receiving end, it's good stuff too. Like, I mean, you seem to enjoy the flavor, but like I enjoy the lubiness.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite good.
It's a good sensation.
Yeah.
One thing I've heard quite a bit, which shocks me. Yeah. I don't understand why people say this, but they say to like not bother with the shaft, like that all the sensation is in the head of the cock and just don't even worry about the shaft because they don't even feel that. And that's insane.
Now, I want to say, I can see the like grain of truth.
Well, the shaft, like I get that it would be more like an arm. But like,
well, not more like an arm, more like, here's what I think. Okay,
but it would still feel good.
But here's
right?
my analogy for this that I think is probably the best analogy I can think of. If you think of the head of the shaft, or even the head of the shaft, the head of the dick, like the clit, the clitoris,
yeah,
it would be like saying like, don't ever touch any other part.
Don't touch
ever
your
like
lips.
Lick any other part of the pussy.
Yeah.
Just go right for the clit. And if you lick anything else, you're doing it wrong. Like, I feel like.
That's insane.
Because it all feels good still, right? Like, and I feel like that's the thing with the shaft. It's like, is it like as like, no, it's nowhere near the pleasure you get from like frenulum stimulation.
But you still want like a variety.
But like, it's good.
I still want kisses on my thighs, not just on my clit.
It's,
you know?
Yeah, well, that's why, like, so what it's like, is the advice then just, like, just suck
focus,
the head?
Just, I guess.
Just, like, lick and suck the head, which I guess it's fine. Like, that would be a good blowjob. That wouldn't be bad. But I don't, it's not like
there's
when you,
no
like, lick the
shaft
of my cock, I'm like, oh, she's doing it
boring.
Wrong again.
I don't even feel that.
No, it's not like, it's not just, like, licking a finger or whatever, but, like,
yeah,
I don't know. I guess
it
part
all feels
of the
good.
The other like part of it that's a little, I don't know, I don't even know if it's true, but like the other grain of salt, kernel of truth, that's what I'm trying to say, kernel of truth here. I can't find my words. See, one day without the internet and I can't even speak anymore.
No. You're going to have to go through training to be a person again.
Nobody can see, but I'm trembling. I've been trembling since we've started. I'm in withdrawal still. I've heard that, like, you should, like, you know, stimulate the head in all the ways you would think, but that, like, some people say, like, what feels really good on the shaft is pressure or squeezing, which, yeah, there is some truth to that. Like, if you give a good squeeze and stroke, like, it's good.
Yeah.
And I guess if you really think that's the only thing that feels good, then you extrapolate from, like, well, so don't use your mouth because it's not enough pressure. But, like,
yeah,
it's not true. It's just good.
It's also it's just the good. Visual, even, like, you know.
I mean, the visual is good.
Yeah.
I will say, like, the balls, it feels stimulating too, mm-hmm. in a similar way where it's like, no, it's not the head, but it still feels very good. It's quite sensitive down there too and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I would say that like at least like 25% of what I enjoy about that is the visual. It's just like watching a lady take the balls in her mouth or uh-huh. licking the balls. Like that's a very, very attractive thing for me to see.
The mind is a powerful tool.
Have you ever heard that the mind is the body's biggest sex organ? I don't know if you've heard that.
I have heard that somewhere.
It is apparently true. It's either the mind or the skin. I don't know. Who can keep track these days? It's not the perineum skin, though.
No.
That part, not so much. Yeah, visually, definitely. There's a lot of good stuff going on. I guess, I don't know. I'm not that fussy where, like, a blowjob... Maybe that's it. Maybe it's like... I was looking up, like, bad blowjob stuff in preparation, and I found this Reddit comment where some guy was, like, saying, like, this is the only good way to give a blowjob. And he was really precise. He was like, you pump your dick in and out of your mouth like it's a vagina at least 80% of the time, and then you do this and that and the rest of the time. Like, you never stop doing this, and if you stop doing that, you're going to ruin it and all that. And it's like...
Jesus Christ.
He's basically trying to describe, like, what's the fastest way to ensure getting from the start of the blowjob to coming in her mouth, basically, right? Like, and no detours, no fun stuff, no playing around. And it's like, it's okay to play around. It's okay to have fun. Like, I'm not, if you're sucking me off, I'm not thinking like, this better just make me come quickly or else it's
so
terrible.
It's so weird. Like, right? Is he not even enjoying himself?
But
he just wants to come and get back to his video games.
And I wonder... He doesn't even want the blowjob. She's just like begging for it. Yeah. And he's like, fine, but you better do it fast. I have a list of instructions for you. And if you touch my shaft, you're wasting my time.
That's insane.
I guess that's it. Like, I guess if I think, where does this advice come from? It's just that like the shaft, I guess, is not the way to, like, if you make lick and suck come. My shaft, you're not going to make me come any faster. I mean, you're not going to make me come, but like, it's not going to be like the bee's knees the whole way through there. But like, it's still fun. Like, you could lick and suck my shaft all day and I would be happy. Like,
cool.
Just put it in your mouth. That was your tip, right?
Yeah,
like, whatever. Just put, honestly, if you're down there around my package and you're putting something in your mouth, good girl.
Thank you.
I'm happy. It's a good day for me. Feather in your cap.
Another bad blowjob advice. This one I fucking hate.
Oh, yeah.
I hate this one. I see it all the time.
I can't wait to hear what this is.
It's that not swallowing is an insult.
I'm going to quote the philosopher of our time, okay. Rivellino the artist, who we've done an episode and a bonus episode about before. He's fond of saying, how she feels about your cum is how she feels about you. And I think the implication is, if she's not like swallowing and going, yummy, 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 love me the cummy, she basically like thinks you're gross or something.
Yeah,
she doesn't like you.
That's fucking insane.
I've heard this one. I've heard this one.
Oh, I've seen this all over. Like, just suck it up and swallow.
Yeah.
This is what they want.
That not swallowing is, or like...
It's like juvenile.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess I would see manipulative guys saying that.
Oh, yeah. It's true.
Oh, yeah.
You got to gaslight them into doing what you want.
Oh, you don't swallow like some kind of teenager? Okay, fine. I guess if you're not that experienced, it's okay. No, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. I mean, not everybody's up there yet. It's fine.
Exactly. That's ridiculous. And it...
Oh, these are the kinds of guys who, you know... Yeah, these are the kinds of guys who would say, don't you trust me? Right? Like when they're trying to bust your boundaries down. It's like, oh, you don't want to do that? Well, don't you trust me? It's like, yeah, they're the kind of guys who are probably saying like, oh, if you just don't swallow, it's disrespectful.
Yeah. How dare you?
Yeah. Like if you spit, you might as well be spitting in my face. Which, yeah, spit the cum back in these guys' faces.
Yes.
They sound
honestly,
like
they didn't deserve the blowjob.
Unless they
with.
Would enjoy that. If they would enjoy that, then
don't give it to them.
Just don't give them a headache. I don't know who these guys are who are so... I mean, I don't know if I'm just not fussy, but like I feel like some men are very fussy about blowjobs. And I feel like I'm not that fussy. I'm like, I'm getting my dick sucked and... I have preferences, but like it's all pretty damn good down there.
Yeah, just be happy with what you get. You get what you get and you don't get upset.
I've only, you know, I've described the one blowjob I ever got that I was like, I don't know about this earlier in this episode. And that's like the only one in my entire life that I was like, I don't know. And even then, like the actual like dick sucking was fine. It was just the, watch your hands, lady.
So, you know, let her do whatever she wants because it has nothing to do with you. Some people are just more sensitive to stuff like that, like me. I have OCD. I think I think that sounds disgusting to swallow.
You know
cum.
What? I've tasted my own cum. I will go on record right now and say this. I've tasted my own cum. It's an experiment because I was like, I guess I'll, I don't know what my cum tastes like.
No.
And so I was curious because I was thinking like, that's a whole like big piece of information about my body that I don't know. And there's nothing harmful about it. So I tasted it and it's like, fine. The taste is not great.
No,
but it's not bad. It's like, okay. It's like a neutral-ish taste.
I mean, that's your opinion.
Well, like it felt, well, I mean, like it was neutral in the sense that like, I wouldn't be like, oh, that's disgusting. Like, but it was the texture.
The texture.
I was
too,
like, okay,
you
I can
really
see.
Really thick cum too.
Well, that is true.
Some
okay.
Some people cum really thin and I can imagine possibly swallowing that, but cum so thick.
My cum is as thick as Elmer's glue. My cum is
or thicker, honestly. A little thicker.
My cum could be used for arts and crafts projects.
Yeah. Yeah. We could paper
you could make a popsicle
with
house with my cum.
Honestly, gross. Yeah, you could.
No, it is thick. I do not like how thick it is. And I sometimes try to hydrate extra because I think like it's got to be a sign. But then, you know, all the other signs of hydration are there. So I think I'm okay. I think it's just my cum's weird.
Thick cum.
I got a thick cum.
Yep.
I don't know what that is. I tried to look it up, and apparently
I'm
it's
sure
a good
it's genetic.
Sign. I think it's apparently a sign that, like...
You've been quite fertile.
Yeah, I think it's hard to find information because a lot of the medical resources on this will be like, is there something wrong with your cum? As opposed to, like, why is it so thick, which is all I want to know. And, like, I guess if it's thinner, sometimes it can be a sign that you have, like, less fertility. Yeah. Mm. Like a lower sperm count and things like that. If it's thick and it could be a sign of dehydration. But, again, that's not – I don't have any other symptoms of dehydration. So it's just – I just have thick – I just blow thick.
Yeah, you
I blow thick. That's so I did not care for the texture at all. I thought as soon as I had the texture in my mouth, I was like – And it wasn't even a lot of it. It was not a full load. Like, I didn't, like, blow myself like, swallow it or
shoot
anything.
Shoot it in your face.
Yeah. And I was just kind of like, you know what? I can see why so few people would go like, you know, time to swallow.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Yummy, right in your tummy.
No, thank you.
Actually, you know what is another bad blowjob tip I just realized?
What?
Some people say that swallowing's no big deal. You just like take
put
the,
it in the back.
Come to the back of your throat and swallow fast and you won't even taste it or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's true. I'm going to say I don't think that's true.
I mean, I do think that like you can miss a lot of your taste buds that way.
I'm sure you minimize.
But I also find like, I don't know if I was just, that's because I have anxiety, but like if I go to take a pill, If I don't get it down like immediately, it just floats around in my mouth and I have trouble making myself swallow it. And the worse things taste, the worse, the harder it is to swallow a pill.
That's true.
The more I do that psychologically.
Uh-huh.
And so I know as soon as I get cum in my mouth, it's going to swish around in there for like 20 seconds because I can't bring myself to swallow it. That's true. Then by then I'm tasting it everywhere.
And you might not even be able to swallow as soon as you want if you got all that throat numbing spray.
That's true. You just like choke on it.
Trying desperately to swallow, but everything's numb.
No, thank you.
I honestly feel, okay, like, I don't know. I guess I do in some respect have some kind of preference because I do think like if you watch porn and there's some types of cum shots and swallowing and stuff, it's really attractive. It's very hot. It's very sexy. But like, I don't feel like this is, it's like deep throating. I feel like this is one of those things where in a way I don't feel like I have the right to a preference. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like I have a right to a preference, I guess, but
you
it's
have
like
the right to a preference.
I would never want to insist or assume or expect someone to do it because I feel like whether they want to swallow or gag on a dick or something like that is very individual and personal.
Well, it's like pubic hair, right? Like you can have your preferences, but it's not their business what your preference is, I guess. Like, you know, let people do what they want to do with their bodies. And you can have your preference.
Yeah.
But fuck off on pushing it on someone else.
See, I guess that's
they need to have their preference too.
I guess this is the thing with these tips, right? I guess this is what I'm trying to get at. Is that like, if somebody is like, okay, swallowing cum turns me on so much. Taking it in my mouth turns me on so much. I'm horny for that stuff. Like, great. They're enjoying it. They're having fun. Hopefully it's not some guy who blasts thick like I do because... Poor girl. But like, you know, they're having a good time. And that's fine. I'm like, okay, cool. If that gets you off, that gets you off. You can go and do it. It's very hot. It's great. But like, when I'm seeing a lot of these tips, when I was looking it up and seeing this like guys being like, oh yeah, when a girl doesn't swallow or she disrespects mm-hmm. you, it's like,
do you really want that girl to swallow,
it's
though?
It's like when you're giving tips, like, go, take it to the back of your throat and stuff. It's like, that's because you're not enjoying it.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's, you're not exactly turned on by it. You're not enjoying it. If you're using numbing sprays, it's probably not because you're like, yeah, getting throat fucked is really hot to me or whatever. You know, like, it's,
I think I would feel grosser making somebody do something that they don't want to do.
Uh-huh.
Than being insulted that they wouldn't do it, well, you know?
See, like, that's because I don't make you clearly have never been inside the mind of a toxic male. You've yeah, never tasted know, the sweet true. Nectar of male privilege.
That is so true, because that's it's just gross. I would never want to make somebody
that
do
is one
like
of the
that.
Big differences. If you look online, like on Reddit, because I would go on sex Reddit a lot, for yeah. better or worse. It's a lot of worse. But, like, you know, a lot of women will be like, okay, I'm trying to do things because my partner likes them.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. And it's like, you know, but it's tricky. So I'm trying to find ways to please him. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of men will go on and be like, why doesn't she do what I want her to
How
do?
How do I make her
but
do
it's
something?
But it's like a lot of women are like concerned that their partner is like not into them as much or something uh-huh. like that. And a lot of the men are just like, why isn't she doing what I want?
Yes.
Like, it's like they don't care that she doesn't enjoy it.
No.
It's like she should don't. Just do it anyway.
Which is so fucked up.
Whether she, it's almost like whether she enjoys it or not.
Like if you, you know? Like somebody swallowing your cum and you're gonna force someone who doesn't like to swallow cum to do yeah. it because that's what you want, like,
no,
she's not gonna enjoy herself, it's not gonna be hot, it's gonna be gross because she's gonna gag.
I guess that's the thing, it's like I don't
uncomfortable.
Have such a, like, I don't know if it's like an ego thing for some guys, but like I think yes, if I could come in your mouth and mm-hmm. you swallow it, it would
and
be
I go,
hot.
Yummy, 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 yummy. This
you
is so
don't,
good.
No, don't do that. But but ballpark, you know, that attitude, yeah. right? If you're like, yum, yum, yum. Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess it's the same thing. Yeah, you can do that. Go yummy, yummy, yummy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that'd be hot. But like, if you're going to do it the way it actually would happen, mm-hmm. which is you going like,
wah. Which is the only way I could do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and like running to the bathroom to brush your teeth and yeah. possibly induce vomiting. No, yeah. I wouldn't be like, good, got some swallowing.
That's, and, but I guess some guys are okay with that. I don't know. Guys, don't be okay with that.
Yeah.
Don't make your partner uncomfortable.
You know what?
You don't want that. You love them.
Since we're talking about problems in the mm-hmm. blowjob department and guys being weird.
Uh-huh.
I found, I think it was an article that was like, a bunch of guys share what makes a blowjob bad or something like that, right?
Okay.
Like on some sort of fucking men's health website or something.
Yeah.
I forget. And like a lot of the tips, I was like, ew, that's your guys, you don't sound like upstanding gentlemen, do you? And like, I could, in some ways, they were true because like a lot of them, so the theme was basically like, I hate when a girl complains about giving head. Or like, it's such a turnoff when she's like reluctant to go down on you. And it's like, it's so annoying when she like complains about having to do it. And it's like, okay, so like what I'm hearing between the lines, it's like, yes, enthusiasm is sexy and it's
yes.
hot. And like you know, it wouldn't be as attractive, I agree, if a girl was like, I guess I'll suck it if I have to. And then, like trying as hard as she can to like finish the blowjob because she just wants to be over with it. Yeah, unsexy. But like I don't want to say it's reading between the lines. I want to say it's reading right on the lines, but like the words they're not saying.
Yeah.
Cuz it sounds like basically they're like, you know, when like you're pressuring a girl to suck your dick and she doesn't want to but she does anyway.
Uh-huh.
She should really act like she wants it.
Yes. And it's like, what did you expect? You coerced her into giving you a blowjob.
So
she's not
like,
going to give you her A game.
Yeah, so like the tip that they keep giving in these articles, or that article especially, was like, stop complaining about it. Don't complain. Don't act like you don't like it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, but like if she
but she doesn't like it.
She shouldn't be sucking a dick if she's complaining
no.
about it. Like, I don't know. Like, I can see being playful, I guess, but I don't think that's what they meant.
No, I don't think so either. See, that's the thing, is it's like he blames her instead of being like, hey, why don't you like giving
sure,
head?
Sure.
And you know, maybe yeah. there is a conversation there to be had about
uh-huh.
there could be many reasons, including like I personally have phases where I go through where I really like giving head, and then phases I go through where I do not like giving head
this
very
is sadly
much.
True.
It's I think it's related to my OCD. But then there
yeah,
you go. You
sure.
have it. You have an explanation.
Well, OCD and arousal as well,
because
I find you have
yeah.
levels of, I mean, we've talked about this a lot,
yeah.
but I mostly off air, I think, because it's like there are times when like you can go a few months where like your horniness level is kind of like at a like, I will accept sex.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, you know what? If sex happens, that'll be all right. And so sometimes I'm like, would you like to have some intercourse? Mm-hmm. And you're like, as long as it's not too, you know, as long as I don't have to do much. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. Yeah, I'll tie you down.
That's just where my arousal is.
Yeah, yeah. So you're like, I'm not that horny. So if you want to tie me down and like use vibrators on me and like come on my face or
and we'll see
not
where
face, ass. I mean, I don't know why I'm saying face. I think we're talking about Freudian too much slip. Cum stuff. Yeah, I was, sorry. I started describing how we have sex and I went right into my fantasies instead.
Yeah, like sometimes I'm in the mood for like, let's start and we'll see where it goes.
But in those cases, a blowjob is extremely rare.
Yeah.
It only happens if like I unlock the magic secret and like turn you on so because much that you're you know what, let's suck some dick right now.
I want to give a blowjob when I'm really horny and excited to give a blowjob. Yeah. I don't want to give obligatory blowjobs.
But that's the thing. It's like, I'm never going to pressure you into that. So we don't have that problem of you being like, of me being like, come on, suck my dick. I just like made you come twice. Why don't you suck my dick? And then you're like, I guess, but don't be too rough with it. Like, don't, and it's not going to last long or whatever. And then I'd be like on the internet being like, what's with all these bitches being bitches about blowjobs?
Yeah. But if you ask, you can find out. And there's usually a logical reason for why she doesn't want to give a blowjob. Either it is personal reason, like she's not in the mood for it, or she.
Hygiene is a big one.
Hygiene is a big one.
Yeah, I saw a lot of. This is another Reddit post that I saw a long time ago, but it was like a ladies, why don't you give blowjobs or something like that. And almost all of them were like, I like giving blowjobs, but my husband's fucking nasty. Like, he doesn't wash properly. So, like, he doesn't get any. But it's like.
Or he's too aggressive.
They're just over there like, yeah, it's like all these women are over there fantasizing about blowjobs all the time. And then when they're actually having sex with the guy who's like either gross or puts pressure on them and all that, it just kind of like ruins it.
So, it does. Yeah. Maybe you don't deserve a blowjob.
I'm going to hear you whisper that into my ear now every time. Like every time we're having sex and you're like not going down on me. It's like, maybe you don't deserve it.
You weren't a very good boy today. You didn't even make me cookies.
I guess I guess that's the thing. If I make you, I'm going to make you a sheet of Smarties brownies. I'm gonna take a basic brownie recipe, a fudgy one, and instead of chocolate chips, I'm gonna put Smarties. I'm gonna crush up some Smarties.
Yeah,
make it extra, like, because you like that texture difference.
I do.
You know,
I do.
And you could achieve it with walnuts, but Daddy's gonna treat you right. I'm gonna give you more carbohydrates.
Yeah,
I'm gonna crush up some Smarties, and then we'll see who deserves it.
Yeah, well, you know, give it a shot.
Sure, I'll try.
Just don't expect blowjobs. Blowjobs.
No, I never bake with the expectation of sex. It's just a happy surprise if it happens.
That's true.
I bake for the sheer joy of it.
Yeah.
Especially when there's no, you know, there's no internet, and I made muffins.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to keep yourself busy.
You do.
Yeah. Eye contact.
Yeah.
Eye contact.
Eye contact.
So I. This is one where I feel like, okay, so you know when you read those guys who are like, what's with all these girls acting like your shaft has nerve endings? Like, I feel a disconnect with those guys. Like, I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, sir, but my dick and your dick are apparently not even cousins. eye contact is this thing, too, that, like, once in a while, like, you'll see, like, blowjob tips that are like,
you have to
just,
make
like,
eye
lock
contact.
Eyes and never cease.
Yeah, which is too much.
Yeah.
In my opinion. I don't like eye contact.
I want to say like it's fine.
It can be hot
to an extent. To an extent, yes.
For
I do. That is true.
Yeah.
It's fine to an extent. I find it attractive to an extent, I guess. But it's never something that I'm never going to like get a blowjob and there's no eye contact and I'll be like, oh, so I just get to watch a hot girl suck my dick?
She doesn't even look up at me once.
What is even the, like, I don't know. What is it about the eye contact?
I mean, it's intimate, I guess.
I guess.
I don't know.
But so is like the blowjob.
Maybe it's just so that you feel desired because someone's
That's true. Maybe that's it. Maybe
if you do too much, it's kind of creepy.
Yeah. I could see like feeling like, oh, she wants to see my reaction. That's hot.
Yeah.
You know, I guess you're right. That's true.
I mean,
that's
true. Seeing your reaction, but I don't like it when you're looking back at me because then I feel self-conscious.
You don't want to see.
Like,
yeah,
you
that's
look
true.
Away, I'm going to look at you for a minute and then I'll look away and you can look at me.
We'll never, yeah.
Yeah.
It's exactly like you're like a blowjob version of the Boo Ghost from Mario.
Yeah.
In the Mario games, where if you're like looking at it, it doesn't move.
Yes. Yeah.
It hides its face.
If you're looking at me, I'm not sucking.
Yeah. You immediately take your mouth off my dick. You're like, what do you think you're looking at?
Sorry, Mistress Emma. I forgot. I look away and I apologize. Right.
That's who's going to be giving you your blowjobs.
Please don't kick my balls. Just cup them gently.
We'll see.
Yeah.
See how much you look at me.
I guess we agree on the eye contact thing.
Yeah.
That one's not as big. I think it's a little more controversial, but just once in a while I see people being like, if she's not contact, looking into your eyes,
she doesn't love you.
It's because she's thinking of Seth Gamble. She doesn't love you.
Yeah. So, you know, do a little eye contact if you want. Just if you don't want to, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter.
You watch all those 50 Shades movies, so now I'd be like, oh, she's not looking at me, she's thinking of Christian Grey.
Yeah.
Who played Christian Grey in that one? I forget.
Jamie Dornan?
Oh, Jamie Dornan. Yeah, you can think about him. That makes sense.
He's hot.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Okay, thank you.
Maybe I'll think of him, too.
He's very good looking, so, you know, you wouldn't be going wrong.
Sure. I don't have a very good radar for what men are good looking or not, but I will acknowledge that I'm aware that he's up there. He's in the 8 to 10 range.
Yeah, you can tell when like a whole world thirsts after someone.
That, oh, that's a pretty good hint.
They're attractive.
He's a 10, but he makes you sign a kink contract.
Yeah.
He's a 10, but he names his helicopter. But he has a helicopter. Plus 5 for having the helicopter.
Think of the name.
Minus 2 for naming it. Isn't it Charlie Tango?
Charlie Tango. Yeah, I think so.
So that would be CT. So it's CT. Yeah. It stands for something CT. Charlie Tango. Charlie Tango.
Isn't that just like an airplane term though? Like
I don't know. Cock torture.
Charlie Tango Foxtrot, or is this just like a spy thing?
Those are all. See, I feel like those are all just like letters, right? Dances. They all represent letters, don't they? Isn't that the idea?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Let us know, guys, if you know what we're talking about, because we clearly don't.
Charlie Tango is a cute name for two separate dogs. If you had two dogs and they were named Charlie and Tango, that'd be adorable.
Somebody send me two dogs. I will name them Charlie Tango.
But then at some point, you'll be like, Charlie Tango, stop that. And somebody will be like, Charlie Tango, that reminds me. Oh my gosh, this person's a pervert.
No way.
50 Shades pervert.
Everybody uses Charlie Tango. It's fine. I think that's adorable. I want dogs so bad, but they're a dog really named
Tango.
Hard to get.
That's pretty cute.
Tango.
I never thought about
that
before.
So cute. Yeah, we already have a cat named Charlie, so I guess we could just get one dog and call them Charlie and Tango,
or just another cat. I don't need dogs in my life. Cats are fine.
I want a dog.
The perineum thing is actually back in full force.
Okay,
it's not back, but there is a tip that I keep seeing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like we're back in the whole perineum phase, okay, except we've moved down further. There's so many people who insist that like you should finger a guy's ass while you're blowing him,
which, without asking.
So this is the thing. Okay, I find cool, fine, sounds great, but all the stories I keep hearing are from these like guys who are just like, don't even ask him, just do it, because like, and all their stories are the same. Their stories are always like, I didn't think I'd enjoy it, but then a girl did it to me, and whoa, Nelly. But it's like, okay, so you got it without consent, but please don't necessarily like.
It's a hard one, because I get that a lot of men are insecure, and they don't want to admit that they would like that, and so they want somebody.
They don't want the
to
discomfort
kind
of asking,
it.
Maybe. Yeah, 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 or maybe.
They don't want to admit
so
that.
They think they're doing the good Lord's work by going out and being like, just finger his ass. Don't but ask, just finger his ass.
Just for the basic rules of consent, like, I don't think that's a good idea.
I want to say basic rules of consent, but also, okay, so, yeah, it's like, it'd be like the shocker, right? If like, they're telling people like, just when you're fingering a girl, like slip your finger in her ass too. Mm-hmm. Don't tell her. Just like, do it. It's kind of a bad idea. But also, I would think, I don't know if I'm wrong about this. I don't have a lot of experience taking it in the back door, right? Uh-huh. So, isn't there like a natural reflex to just kind of like makes it uncomfortable? Like, don't you have to be kind of welcoming?
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Maybe you go like, fast enough. I don't know.
Don't you have to like,
cause I don't understand.
Because like a lot of times, I think the problem is with a lot of like anal play, mm-hmm, is if you're like, any physical resistance, like you're clenching or like you know, your reaction is like something's going in there and I'm going to prevent it. My body's going to prevent it. It makes it uncomfortable, right?
But so maybe like, you wait until he's like really, really in pleasure and then it's easier. Okay. I don't know.
You put the numbing spray, you're deep in there.
Yeah. I think you should.
You're giving him all the eye contact. And that's just when you pop it in. He's like, I didn't even see it coming.
Mm-hmm.
But oh boy, does it feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a risky one.
It's a risky one. I will say that probably is a fine move for anybody who likes it. It's like,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of people love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But just maybe get some consent.
It's the non-consent part that's weird. The way that like so many people, I want to say it's more often than not people insisting just like, just do it. Don't.
Well, I think that's because it's stigmatized.
I guess that's what it is.
I think we just need more education on the topic so that guys realize it doesn't make them gay. It doesn't, you know, it's not inappropriate.
If something could make me gay, that'd be cool.
I mean, honestly,
if it was that easy to become like bisexual or gay,
you would have done it by now. Sign me up.
Then I wouldn't have to wait till all the world approves of a guy for me to be able to rank him on a scale of 0 to 10 based on attractiveness.
I'm sure there's a lot of people who would become bisexual if they could.
Yeah.
Because bisexuals are the best. Sorry, just
you're very biased in that respect. But I mean, I feel like bisexuals sound great to me.
I mean, you can go either way, right? Like
I'm sexually insecure about, I'm heterosexually insecure.
Yeah, you are.
I say it's like one of the things I'm insecure about my weird foreskin.
Uh-huh.
I wish my cum wasn't so thick. I really wish I had like a if not watery, then at least like a nice thin cum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe one that shoots a little too, just so that it's not just like drippy. But it can't shoot because it's too thick.
It's too thick, yeah.
It's too much gravity.
Yeah.
The gravity gets it,
uh-huh.
Pulls it all down.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't be so heterosexual, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It just makes me feel boring, I guess.
So, you know, you can't just choose that. That's chosen for you.
No, that's
by
true.
Biology. And shoving something in your ass is not going to change
that. Something, I think it's probably this insecurity of it being either like, yeah, you're right. Either something that like, they're like, does that make me gay? Because that does come up a lot
like
online where it's like guys asking like, listen, I'm into this. Does that make me queer or something?
Yeah.
It's like, just be queer. It's fine. If you want to be queer,
the only rule for being gay is if you're sexually attracted to someone of the same sex.
If you're
not, it doesn't matter what you shove in your ass.
And I think like there's also this like weird idea that it's kind of like feminine.
Yeah,
I think that's another hesitation for guys. It's either submissive or feminine to like enjoy penetration. So like they feel like they get really insecure about that.
Yeah.
Well, some guys get really insecure about that. Some guys are so non-insecure that they will tell you to just make men do
it. Yeah. Well, some love it so much and they've seen the light. So
yeah, they've seen the light. They see the light. Yeah, maybe I'm missing out. I'm probably
missing
out.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Maybe we'll get you a toy at some point. Actually, I have a prostate toy.
Prostate massager?
I do have one. I got one. We got one in that box, that mystery box.
A really long time ago, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, if you ever want to experiment.
I guess it just never appealed to me. It's not like I don't feel like insecure about it. I just feel like it doesn't seem that appealing. I guess it's like you and swallowing in a way, right? It's like just like, I don't know. Doesn't seem like a sexy thing for me to do.
You can have your limits. It's all good, man.
It might become a flexible limit someday. Who knows?
Maybe. Maybe it would help you come.
Maybe if the power goes long enough or we lose the internet for more than 2 days, I gotta get my thrills somehow. there's no porn, there's nothing. No. I might as how am I gonna class this up?
I'm gonna ask this up. Extreme. Do something you've never done before.
There's one more bad blowjob tip, and I guess it's not really a tip, but like there's this thing where it's like people seem. And I'm thinking about this because you wrote it. We did a taste test for flavored condom recently.
That was
fun. You sheathed my dick in many a flavored condom.
Yep.
And sucked the flavor off of them.
I did a taste test.
It was nice.
And
was
I good. Ranked them.
You ranked them. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think like I even back in the day, I wasn't even thinking about them like flavored condoms, like just thinking that like you would never have casual sex in some circumstances without a condom, but that like oral sex, then it's all of a sudden it's condoms. It's no condom city. You just everybody's just raw dog in the dick in the mouth. And I'm sure it's partly because maybe the risks are lower, but they're still there.
They are still there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it sucks because it's like I get that blowjobs with condoms on are not the same.
Yeah.
But also I don't know. It's just I was a lot more reckless when I was younger and I never really thought about that. I mean, I didn't give very many blowjobs at all, but I never thought about putting a putting a condom on to give a blowjob.
That you should do it because it'd be like you're taking a risk when you're not doing it. Yeah.
It's just not safe. Mm-hmm. It's definitely something that scares me about having sex with anyone else because
you'd want to sheath up the dick for the blowjob too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes sense.
And like I wouldn't want to give blowjobs all willy-nilly. Like it would be
willy-nilly?
We'd need like a serious relationship. It's so funny because
do you mean like for you a blowjob is not like a first second base the situation?
No.
For you it's like you're gonna fuck
it's
before
quite
you give head.
Intimate and
oh.
I don't know. Like, it depends, especially without a condom.
Yeah.
Like, I would want testing to be done.
I get
sort
that.
Of trust.
But even with a condom, do you think it's still
I don't
like.
Know. Maybe not with a condom, might be okay. But
Okay.
I also I just feel like a condomed blowjob is more of something you give someone. Like, not it's not a one night stand.
Wait, what do you mean?
Because. I don't know. Because it's like. It's a little. Odd to give, so I'd want it to be somebody I'm more comfortable with, I guess. Comfortable.
So I'm trying to wonder. Okay, so I think what you're saying is like you would want to be really comfortable with someone before like giving them a flavored condom
or any blowjob
like, or any just, blow. Yeah. But that's what I was gonna say. Is you're saying blow? You're not saying like if it's just a one night stand, I'll take the risk.
No, I'm just saying I wouldn't give. I don't think I'd give a blowjob to one night stand. I've never given a blowjob to one night stands before.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's a little more intimate than...
You're a relationship sucker.
I am.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that makes me feel extra special, doesn't it?
No, I get all these emails from men who just seem to think that I'm like this...
My God, the
horny,
emails you get.
Slutty woman who will fuck anyone. And it's like, are you kidding me?
You get these weird emails. Like, you got an email recently by a guy who was like describing how he would fuck you deep and all this shit. And like, and then he was like... I don't know if you want to travel to meet me or if I could take a train over, depending on where you are. And it's like, I was like, a train? That's unusual. So I looked up who he was and his public information is there. And he's in the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
And it's like.
He also claims he's never seen a picture of me, so I should send him pictures.
But like, who is this random dude who's in the UK and he's hitting you up and he's like, you want to meet up and fuck? And it's like, he doesn't even know that you're in Canada. Like, it just, how did he find you? Just saw like.
I have no idea.
Saw a tweet of
you. He also told me I need to send him a picture because he'll only fuck me if I'm not fat. So, you know. That's disgusting. Winner, winner.
Oh, man.
I get some great emails. So. I think they'd all be very surprised to know that I would not blow them even with a condom.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay, yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, you do. I think there's an... I'm just realizing as I'm about to say that this might sound like an insult, but don't take it that way.
Okay.
There's an there's an inverse correlation. I feel like the less somebody has listened to the podcast, the less somebody has... read your work, the less they know about you, the more likely they seem to be to send you these nasty let's fuck emails.
And
I'm just realizing as I'm saying it that the more that means the more they get to know you, the less likely they are to but yeah,
I mean, whatever. I don't want to appeal to those guys.
I'm sure you don't because yeah
it's true.
It's they're an odd bunch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They send you some very thirsty, horny emails that are really detailed.
Oh yeah.
But full of red flags.
Yeah.
So full of red flags. Oh, and they're very funny.
Bad. I mean it's harassment,
but we get a kick out of the harassment. At least there's a silver lining.
They get blocked and they only get a few emails in before I block them.
So what you were, the whole point that you were saying is that you imagine all these people who email you think you're the blowjob on a one night stand type.
Yeah, and I'm not. I'm really not.
I'm not a one night stand type. I guess if I was having a one night stand, I would probably go down on a lady, but...
But again, that's dangerous without a dental dam.
Dental dam, baby, all the way.
Yeah.
If I was having one night stands, I'd probably buy some dental dams.
Never used a dental dam.
And then, you know, it would never get like, okay, I would start and I pull out the dental dam and then these women would be like, what's that? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. What's going on? And I'd have to educate them on the risks. Probably. And then like, then I get into like, basically it'd be like they'd be there for like, I'd give them a live podcast session and they would never, there'd be a one night stand for sure because they would never want that again. They'd be like, I was going to stay for breakfast, but maybe just hand me my clothes.
We should buy some dental dams and try them. See what they're like.
Sure.
See what they feel like.
Yeah.
so we can talk about it. Because I'm wondering, like, you know, guys say they don't feel as much with a blowjob. Is that the same for a dental dam or no? I feel like it would probably feel just as good.
Sure.
But I don't know. And is it hard to, like, hold it in place?
We'll find out.
I have seen, what are they called? I think they're called Laurels, but don't quote me on that.
Are they the wearable ones?
The wearable, like, latex underwear that you can use for, like, oral or, like, period oral.
So instead of having, like, holding a dental dam in place, you essentially wear...
You wear the underwear. Yeah. Which then you wouldn't have to hold it and it wouldn't slip and, you know.
Interesting.
I think that would be really cool. I'd love to try those sometime.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty neat.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'd fit.
I have no
idea. Are they different sizes? They must.
I mean, I'd imagine.
Well, they're stretchy.
Stretchy.
But would they be comfortable? Yeah. Or would they just squeeze you? Like a pair of Spanx.
A nice little hug. A nice little hug around the waist. That doesn't sound so bad.
We should try them sometime. That'd be cool.
Sure. And if anybody wants to try flavored condoms or really good flavored lubes, you can get them from condomania.com. Yeah. They have these like flavored lubes you really... I mean, that's where you got all the flavored condoms you tried.
And some of them are so good. Mm-hmm. I would definitely love to get some more.
We'll link to the review you did in the show notes so that people can go see which are your top flavors if they want to try them. Mm-hmm. But also, the lubes, they have these wet desserts lubes that you discovered through them, I think, right? And they... How do you feel about those?
They're so yummy.
Yeah.
Sticky, a little sticky, but yummy.
I think the yumminess and the stickiness go together.
I think so, too.
I think that's what it is. I think to make it sweeter and tastier, they had to compromise a little bit on the lubiness.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just looking for like a treat that also lubricates a little bit, like you're not looking for max lubrication,
and
you're looking
you need
for max
a sex
enjoyment.
Towel or some wet wipes, something like that to kind of wipe your hand off as you go.
Sure.
It's fine.
Wet desserts lube. It's good. Which one do you have? You have like a cupcake one?
A cupcake one, yes.
And there's like whipped cream and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like
there's the
whipped
lots
cream
of
flavor.
Good
like, there's a lot of good ones. Mm-hmm. So try those out. That's a good blowjob tip.
Yeah. Don't even have to gag.
You don't even have to gag. That's true. You don't have to. They have other stuff too. Toys, strokers.
Yeah.
But they have a bunch of condoms and lubes. And it's a lot of really good stuff. We've had fun with a lot of the stuff they've sent us. So check it out, Condomania. You can use the code LOVEEMMA, one word, LOVEEMMA at checkout to get 10% off your entire order.
Fuck yeah.
No matter how much lube you buy. And check us out on patreon.com/pillowtalkpodcast. Because we have recorded a bonus episode recently that was very fun, I think.
It was fun.
Where we taught everybody how to meet porn stars in their area.
There's lots of great advice.
Dubious advice. And we're going to record some more soon.
Yeah.
We're due for a Chatty Cathy episode.
We are.
Yeah, a few other things.
We've got lots of things to tell you guys.
We got some stuff in the works.
Oh, yeah.
We've had a lot of time to think with no internet.
That's true.
So I just took my pen and quill, my quill and ink, and I started penning down some thoughts.
And if you want to watch us fuck or me diddle my skittle.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Check me out on OnlyFans or Just for Fans.
Diddle your skittle.
Diddle my skittle.
You've used that expression before, but I want to say you're the only one I've ever heard use that expression. Did you make it up?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay, cool.
I don't know where I got it from, but...
All right. Well, you go into some linguistic corners that I've never never known.
So come on over there and watch us fuck.
OnlyFans.com/EmmaAustin is where it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's about it. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I think
check
that's
us out
it.
On social media. Check out the show notes for links that are to relevant things. And
follow me on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Follow us on Twitter.
I'm on Twitter.
Yeah.
And
come be our friends.
Yeah.
Come join our Discord. Okay. I just pitch and shit.
I think we already pitched
it.
Patreon.com/PillowTalkPodcast gets you access to the Discord, too.
Yeah.
Only give blowjobs the way you like to.
Yeah.
And
it's about you, too.
You know, I want to say. It's okay to have preferences as the receiver, but it's a bit of a you get what you get and you don't get upset kind of situation.
Yep.
I feel like, I don't know.
I mean, it's
you can make your preferences known.
You can have preferences and you can have requests and stuff like that, but you can't insist that somebody blow you the way that you want to be blown if they don't like that way.
You can be like, you know, I find it really hot when girls swallow. Is that something you ever done?
Well, it's like ball stuff. Yeah. You really like ball stuff. I don't really like ball stuff.
That's
so I
true.
Do a little bit of ball stuff, but I don't do a lot of ball stuff.
That's very nice of you.
You're welcome. Okay.
And then every time you're like, I don't know what to film for my OnlyFans, I'm like, have you considered a ball video?
Licking
like,
my balls?
Just a balls video? Have you considered a...
you want it to be 30 seconds long?
Well, yeah, because that's the secret to making me cum, so it's going to be over before you know it, and everybody will be. And then I'll be ashamed of how thick my cum is.
Okay, we should go.
We should go.
We love you.
We love you very much.
Thank you for listening.
Have a great one.
Bye.
Bye.